BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The head of the Spanish regional government of Valencia, Carlos Mazón, has announced $270 million of aid for those affected by flash floods earlier this week. The floods are now known to have killed around 160 people. Andrew Harding is in Valencia.
The Spanish authorities say they're sending about 500 more soldiers here to help with both the clean-up operation, the relief effort, and also to stop looting. We've heard of some more arrests. This is a city that really feels on edge, very grim mood. The death toll looks like it may well rise even further. I've been out to some of the suburbs here of Valencia, some of the hardest hit by the flooding. Still really bad devastation everywhere. Cars piled on top of each other, mud everywhere.
Further south in the city of Jerez, hundreds of families have been evacuated from their homes. The United States says about 8,000 North Korean soldiers have now reached the Kursk region of Russia. That's where Ukrainian troops have launched attacks designed to divert Russian forces away from Ukraine. Here's Will Grant.
The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, told a news conference that the United States believed the soldiers were part of a 10,000-strong troop deployment, which first received training in bases in the east of Russia before being sent to the Kursk region on the border with Ukraine. Mr. Blinken painted it as evidence of growing desperation by Russia following its invasion into Ukraine in early 2022. Officials in Washington have warned Pyongyang that if its troops are deployed in Ukraine, they would become what they called a legitimate military target.
The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says Israeli forces using bulldozers have severely damaged the UNRWA office in a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Writing on the social media platform X, Philippe Lazzarini said the office in the Nur Shams camp near Tokrum could no longer be used. It was a hub to deliver services. The UN has warned that people in more than 20 countries are facing acute hunger. A new study says Sudan is the country most at risk of famine after 18 months of civil war. There's also grave concern about food security in South Sudan, Mali, the occupied Palestinian territories and Haiti. Arif Hussein is with the World Food Programme.
What is happening in Gaza, what is happening in Lebanon, it has also implications for the region. For example, through Red Sea, through Suez Canal, which means the prices for everybody else also go up. So these things, they are terrible within themselves, but they also have severe regional implications for the rest of the neighbourhoods, or even for the world, for that matter.
World News from the BBC. The US rapper Young Thug has pleaded guilty to street gang, drug and gun charges in a surprise move that could bring his long-running trial to an end. As part of the deal, the Grammy-winning singer admitted to one gang charge, three drug charges and two gun charges. Prosecutors in the US state of Georgia had originally asked for a sentence of 120 years. A court in Brazil has sentenced two former military police officers to long prison terms over the killing of a charismatic black activist, Marielle Franco. Rony Lessa and Elcio Queiroz were sentenced to 78 and 59 years respectively. They confessed to killing Ms. Franco and her driver in Rio de Janeiro more than 6 years ago. Judge Lucia Gliocha handed down the sentences.
Justice has arrived for Rony Lessa and Elcio de Queiroz. The two men convicted will pay one of the victim's children an allowance until the age of 24. They will also pay compensation for moral damage to members of the victim's families.
People in several Mexican cities have been ordered not to wear masks, carry plastic guns or dress up for Halloween because of a rise of violence in the country. In the northwestern state of Sinaloa, the security secretary said the measures were aimed at keeping people from glorifying crime and violence. Two mathematicians in Australia say they have successfully debunked the infinite monkey theorem. The hypothesis states that if a monkey randomly taps at a keyboard long enough, it will eventually write the complete works of Shakespeare. The researchers estimate that even using the entire global population of chimpanzees, it would take one of them 300 million keystrokes just to write the word bananas. BBC News.